Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, well, the president up early, you know, but the good stuff usually doesn't happen until, like I said, I'm gone for the day. You know, he seems to get these mid-morning, you know, bursts of twittering inspiration. You know, I need more of that to happen at, you know, 6 in the morning or something so we can have more fun. Anyhow, here are the tweets, here are the tweets from the president thus far today, just to keep you up to speed. He's got some clips from his speech and his conversation with Sean Hannity. Have a great day. Here's where he starts to get into some politics. Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes. Now a financial crisis looms largely on their own making, largely of their own making, I should say, says Cheryl Atkinson. A total lack of accountability, say the governor. Electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Congress to decide how much to spend. We cannot keep FEMA, the military, and the first responders who have been amazing under the most difficult situations in PR forever. And he's right about that, of course. The president is right about that, of course. You know, the Democrats have been trying desperately to find some place to criticize the president on his response to Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and Hurricane Maria. The only thing they were able to find is that, you know, they complained that he didn't do enough in Puerto Rico. How much would you like to have show up in Puerto Rico? It's billions of dollars in debt. Was it $100 billion in debt? They are bankrupt. You have FEMA there. You have the United States Navy and the military there. You have the National Guard there, first responders, electric crews, all sorts of people there. It's an island. It's a logistical nightmare, and yet people want to criticize and say, you didn't do enough, because that's all they've got other than what Melania's, you know, heels look like getting on Marine One to fly to Texas. Other than that, the response by this president and this government has been solid and substantial and, for the most part, successful. So the only thing I have to go after is Puerto Rico. My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg, joining me from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be back with you.
So, all right, so the president, you probably didn't see this because unless you have alerts on your phone, it's hard to keep up with all the tweets that come from the White House, but the president just a little bit ago here, half an hour or so, saying that, you know, Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes, but it's in financial crisis as it already was, said its infrastructure was weak, and it was in bad shape before the hurricanes ever arrived. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Plus, he says we can't leave all of our resources in Puerto Rico indefinitely, something else I agree with. What do you say, having heard it now?
Well, I would concur with it. Puerto Rico was in terrible shape. It wasn't something that was short in coming, and long in coming. And the representative from Puerto Rico, first Republican, our delegate, she has been very, very vocal, saying that while they need help and appreciate the help, yet Puerto Rico has to step up on its own to carry on some of the issues that are there and the continuing issues that'll be. But it'll be a long term, and I think we've made a commitment to it. And the media is ultimately trying to use this. I think you said it so accurately. They can't find too much else, so they have to pick on anything that isn't finished and make it appear like it's not being done appropriately. But you stated it well, that it's an island. Infrastructure was bad. Electric was bad. Economy was bad. And then a hurricane hit, and this. Bad state affairs has made it worse. It takes some time to heal.
Other than that, things were great. Everything's broken. Nothing works. Here comes a hurricane. But other than that, we were in fine shape, and it's Donald Trump's fault that anything is wrong. Yeah, that's the media for you. I want to touch on one thing here that NBC put out here, that Secretary of Defense Mattis and the president both pushed back on very hard. NBC News came out and said that there's a story that President Trump wanted to increase our nuclear weapons by 10 times or something completely absurd. And both the President Mattis came out and said that's completely false. It's a made-up story. I don't think NBC has a leg to stand on this one, but it's that kind of negligent reporting that scares people. But then the president took it further and said maybe we should challenge their license. Now, that concerns me. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think we have freedom of speech in this country. A challenge of license, that's probably not the way to go. And I don't think, I think it's the president responding using strong terms and sometimes not meaning exactly what it says, but saying this is a bad situation, and these folks need to understand that they can't get away with this type of thing, and the American public has to know that. So I don't think there's going to be a challenge to their license, but I think there's a challenge to their veracity, and I think there's a challenge to their viability if they keep doing this this fake news type stuff anymore. It is pure pure demagoguery and attacks on the president and trying to bring this presidency down. I think the American people are smart enough, and I think it's showing.
All right, so let's move on to what the American people are smart enough to figure out, and that is that so far they feel like they've been sold a bill of goods. Let me ask you this. You travel your district quite a bit. I know that, Congressman. Does Donald Trump remain popular in your congressional district?
You know, he does, with the people that he was popular with. I don't think that's changed. I think the people he was not popular with, in fact, the people that worked to make sure he wasn't president, he is hated. And I think that's not too strong of a term. When you see the resist movement that's out there, they literally have a hatred for this president because of the ideals that he stands for, not even necessarily the personality that he is. He is a pushback against all things they thought were going their direction in moving toward a socialized country. He has become a major roadblock in that way, and now they're seeing things being pushed back. The courts are now starting to go the direction, I think, of America.
Well, that part I'll give you, but I got to jump in here because here's the roadblock that most people see come in the form of John McCain and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Mitch McConnell. And in fact, yesterday, FreedomWorks and the Tea Party Patriots for America and other conservative groups came out and said it's time for Mitch McConnell to go because it's not the Democrats that are holding up the show. It's the Republicans. At the same time, Paul Ryan gets a lot of the blame here. But the fact of the matter is Republicans ran on tax reform and secure borders and all these things from coast to coast last year, ran all over this country spewing the same thing from the same hymnal. And now that it's here, it's not getting done. And I know you're going to tell me that the House is doing their job. But at the end of the day, the people don't care. The fact of the matter is it's not getting done. Your thoughts?
Well, the people have to care. And I think that's something I'm glad you brought that up. Paul Ryan has led this House in great success. The president would say huge success in getting all of the agenda items through, and we'll get some more through this week. But bottom line, there is a roadblock in the Senate, and let's never forget that 48 Democrats have stood in the way, Chuck Schumer stood in the way, using the rules that they have, and that's where I say, and you and I have talked that before, it's time for Mitch McConnell, and with his Republican majority, slim majority as it is, to end the rules that are being used to frustrate everything that is good and proper in the way this government ought to function. And that's where it's not just Mitch McConnell. It's like guys like Ted Cruz and others who don't want to give away the filibuster for fear that they won't be able to use it if they're a minority, and that's why...
If they need it in the future. All right, hold that thought right there. Congressman Tim Walberg with us because it is Thursday. We'll take a quick break and get back to the hard questions of what's going on in Congress right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.